about the blind man and the lame man who are watching the pardes. And we saw last week that taking from the pardes means that a person does things for hanah alone. I just want to address an akuda here. A number of you came over to me this week, and usually I don't answer questions on the Lishur because we're not learning halacha lemaisa here. That means, I want to explain something. Maybe some of you don't realize that not everything you read in the Musa Sefer right away the next morning you have to go do it. You understand? You have to see if it fits you, if it's good for you. And b'chol, we're not learning over here. This is not a practical Musa guide, what you should do tomorrow morning and which Kabbalah you should make. We're talking about concepts that a person should strive for. And I see that a number of you don't understand that. Because a number of you, came over to ask me this week, after the kach, the question so much bothers me that I had something maybe to stop the whole thing, that you don't understand it. It's a new door. It says a whole door. It's a whole door about truths. Everyone doesn't know anything anymore. A number of you came over to me and asked me, so we're not allowed to have dessert anymore? You're laughing. You're laughing at yourselves. You know how many people came over and asked me? He says, you're not allowed to have hanah. Why does a guy eat dessert? Right? Why does a guy eat dessert? Because it's good. You're not that hungry. You had fish, and you had soup, and you had 5 pieces of challah, and 4 cups of cola, and 2 cups of Pepsi Max, and 2 pieces of chicken, and 2 types of salad, and kugel, and what do you call it, and another helping of soup, and two types of fish. And they were all, what do you need the mousse for? Right? So it's pure hanah. So he says, okay, you're not supposed to get hanah. That's called stealing. So somebody asked such a question. If it really bothers you, the question, you shouldn't be here. Because I can't sleep at night afterwards, because it's dangerous for you to listen to this. We're talking about concepts. What's the answer, by the way? It's not going to answer, however. Why do you need the zipper? No? We're all laughing, huh?
You get there eventually.
What is that?
You get there eventually.
What's the answer? The answer is very simple. I'm going to say a very practical answer, not a Musa answer. The answer is that the reason why it's not relevant to eat dessert or not dessert is very simple. Because if you're not going to eat dessert, you're going to think about it the rest of the day. So if you can think about the rest of the day, the dessert, you might as well eat the dessert. It's very simple. There's also a bacher in the shir. A tire topic of a bacher, a long time ago, he came up to me one night and I said, you look depressed, you look sad. I get depressed when I see somebody depressed. It makes me nervous. So I said, why so sad? He says he wants to buy a Danish and a Coke. So there's this big selection outside. All types of Danishes, there's no shortage over here. You can just do it and get sushi, whatever you want. So he says, no, he's not allowed to have a Danish and a Coke. He's not Muslim and this and that, it's too much Kashmir, this and that. So I said, straight to us to this. You're walking around depressed the whole day, you can't learn, you say it, you can't concentrate because you want a Danish and a Coke. Eat the Danish and the Coke and go back to become normal. What's the pshat that? I taka. There is his poshet, there's a famous zog from, there's a famous thing I always say over, Gusman used to say over, that Chaim Oizer had a single daughter, one daughter, she died before the war. She was a tremendous head, an Erlich girl, big tzaddikas, she died when she was 16, 17. Chaim Oizer's house ran Klal Yisrael. She ran the house, the mother died earlier. Gusman was a Talmud of Chaim Oizer, then he said over that once a yeshiva bach in Vilna knocked at the door. And he put his head down right away when she opened the door. So she said to him in Yiddish, that it's better you should look at me and think and learning than look in the floor and think about me. and the pshat is, it's a very sharp litvisha line. But what's the aimic behind it? The aimic behind it is that don't take dargas that you're not holding at. That means before you adopt practical zachen, right? Before you adopt practical zachen, you have to know if you're holding by it. If you're not going to take the dessert and you're going to be the rest of the Shabbos depressed, so then take the dessert and don't be depressed. Don't make such a big hack about it. The pshat is why? Because you're not, that's not the darga. We talked about a concept of living for hanah, right? There are people that their whole lives is for hanah. That level of bechira, you get up in the morning to have hanah, you go to sleep to have hanah, that none of you are holding by, right? None of you are holding by. Otherwise, what are you doing here, Bechal? What are you doing in Yeshiva Bechal? Go and have a good time. Go to Avenue J and eat, drink, and be merry. You work to eat, and you eat to work, and you go into a cycle. So what are you doing here? That's the vada. Everyone's holding in a dagger. They're not living here for Hanoch. Say this is some dessert. Pass the mousse. Say the another portion. It's not the end of the world. Of the chatter, that's not the nekuda we're talking about. It's the funniest thing. I see this all the time with Bachman. Sometimes I want you to take a cloud when you're learning Musa. Sometimes it troubles me greatly. You know, most of you are being exposed to this stuff for the first time in a mature way. Not that you heard it somewhere. In a serious, mature way, right? 5 minutes after you hear it, right away, no dessert, finished. There's nothing else in your life that needs to be dealt with. There's nothing else that needs to be worked on, as far as I know. Right away, go to the finest extreme take it slow. We're not doing practical Musa. Every person has to know your avodas Hashem has to fit you. You have to feel comfortable with it. So the klal of that is that a person doesn't live a decadent lifestyle, that you're living only for Hanoi, you're living only for Hazeh. How to take the klal and make it into a lamaisa de gazach, and to make it a lamaisa de gazach, that's already a different zach that you have to have a Rebbe for, and you have to have seichel for. You have to have seichel to have a Rebbe. You have to have a Rebbe with seichel. But that's a different zach. You have to have guidance when to take on what, or what to take on what. We're talking about the concepts about the klal. Very important zach. Because if you go take every line over here, take it nice. You're going to have a nervous breakdown by next week, and there'll be nobody here. Very shiny. I was speaking about dessert. Somebody once told me they ate by a bowl of Shabbos. It was Yonko, it was Chai Gimel. And he's eating there, and the Rebbetzin brought out ice cream for dessert. Again, ice cream. And the Mashgiach took a portion, and the Rebbetzin said, the Mashgiach wants another portion. So right away, the Mashgiach said, no. And he said, bring it on. What's the pshat in the story? I understand the pshat in the story was. And this is the pshat of the portion of pshat. Mashgiach was an emes de kemensh. He said, stop, he chopped that. Nay, it was too quick. He said it too quick. He said, please, I ask you a second time. That's the pshat in the story, by the way. That means everyone's a human being. Let's go see Perek Shani. You said it? Mahin midos. This Perek, by the way, is probably the most important Perek in the Sefer. I know that I've said it about other Perekim. But this one is for sure the most important Perek. There's no topic about it. Listen carefully here. Okay? After we see, you'll see I'm right. Perek Shani. So we learned the Perek Rishon, we began our trip of Das Atzmeinu, we began our trip of getting to know ourselves. And the first thing that we got to know about ourselves is that we have a guf and a neshama. We got to know that the guf is blind, but it's powerful. The neshama has vision, but it's weak. They're pulling in two different directions. The job is to get them together. We learned that our job is to watch the paradis. Now we begin Midas. First of all, introduction to what he says before we see it. Do you know why Midas are called Midas? So, I think he says later in the Sefer, but it's important to know that Midas means a measurement. And the Pashup Shad in Midas is that a person has Kreches inside him. He has Kas, he has Kinna, he has Taiva, he has Atzmus, he has Chesed, positive, negative. And this means how much you measure it out. How much do you measure out of each of the kreches? But the kreches are kreches. The midah is how much are you measure out of each kreches? How much do you take of each kreches? Let's start now. Perek Sheni. Mahein midas. What are midas? So there's an intrinsic contradiction. A Rambam query the midah is deis. The Rambam calls midas deis, which is opinions or the ideology hashkafa. Rambam brings down all of the dinim of midas and hechos deis. Deya, the word Deya, he bechina sichlus. It's an intellectual concept. Now, on a regila liris b'midusenu, we are used and rogel to see in our midus koyches hakvuim benafshenu, fixed forces in our neshama. K'moy shar koyches, we look at it like a biological thing. Re'ia, shmiya, seeing, hearing, hargoshas rov, feeling hunger, the soiva hoy. That means the same way when a person's hungry, it's a biological koyach. And I cannot convince you that you're not hungry, right? If you haven't eaten for 3 days, and I'll come with all types of lumdas in the ilmaz, it's not important, and it's not a vichtig gezach, I can't make you not hungry, because that's a biological mitzvah, that you're hungry. Is we look at our midas as the same thing. That means, when a person gets angry, a person blows his top, he wants to kill the other guy. So we look at it as a biological thing. It's a biological thing, it's a flare-up that we can't control. That's how we look at it. Hemtu Godel Mioid. There's a big difference. In Midas Hem Koiches, in Midas are biological forces inside us, physical Koiches. E Epsher Lakor. It's not possible to be Oiker. Oi Lachlefoy Zom, we have to change them. Ach Imhein Muskolois, but if they're intellectual concepts, Yesh V'yesh L'shanoisom, then it's very possible to change them. Kefi Anira, what it seems is, Hamidas Hem Gam Deas V'gam Koiches. Midas are also Deas, they're intellectual concepts, and they're also forces. How could that be? How is it that if it's an intellectual thing, so then why is it that we feel that's biological? So he answers the stira. When we take a look and we examine our midas, nimtzo, we're going to see shehem muskurishainim. Muskurishim means that it's almost second nature. Muskurishim means it's the muskurishim, it's the pashat the seichel. That means it's the pashtas by me. It's my second nature. Muskurishim ulakaisen, it's pashat to a kaisen, to a temperamental guy. He all of his ragis behind the shvucha. He has to blow his top. Kasha oivim arutzayna when they don't do what he wants. I malivim so they insult him. Muskurishinu lebalgayva. It's pasha to a balgayva. Ki magia lekomvertil that he deserves to get praise and honor. Muskurishinu also is pasha to and also ki all of lachdol that he has to hold himself back. We call ma'amatz from every effort lemaisat toiv. Hamuskul shalamida, the intellectual basis of the mida. Nezor is supported aydei tziyur borer by a clear video clip hashomer b'leva adam, which is protected in the heart of a person. Keitzad olav lifol lekaisen yesh tziyur ekas. A kaisen has pictures of anger. Levalgaiva tziyur ekovet. A valgaiva has 100 video clips in his head of the covet he deserves to get. Ula atzel and the lazy person tziyur sakonas akruchas b'chol ma'isatoyv, the danger that involves in getting out of bed and doing any good action. Most of these pictures are fantasies. Muskurish and Mutter, they're mistaken, with Tzir Demyoni and their Dimyon. Hein Hein Amidas Har Kulkolis, Shoshana Moitzer Mikvenu, these are the Midas that we find inside of. Kasher Onum Amikin Lisboinin, Midas Nenu, when we continue to make an in-depth examination of our Midas, Umavirin Esa Muskolis, and we pass the intellectual basis of the midas tafashevet habikaris under some sort of checking control, namoid will be able to establish ahatoya shabamuskolas elu on the mistake in these intellectual basis. Haseichel v'alochi yachad machriyan. Seichel halacha says ma'u muskol amiti shakol midah midi. What is the right approach for every midah? Haseichel machriyan. For example, if you use your seichel, you'll realize ki achet machdias matarosli, that anger misses its goal. Ki eno moir harochi yisera. It doesn't cause the other person to respect you. Elo lag, he makes fun of you. You have sin and he hates you. Klapi akaisen. Agayva eino emes. Agayva not emes. Kilei boronu es ma'alaseinu. Vigeo es magia lakla boi, only because Baruch Hu deserves agayva. Ha'afos animitziusis. Laziness is not realistic. Ki asakonas amadumas. All the reasons why not getting out of bed. Eino kevuskal don't exist. What is he saying over here? I've explained this to a number of you. I've spoken about a number of different frameworks in the Chumash. I want to say it over again. Explain what he's saying. He's saying something very deep. It's also the basis, these two paragraphs, of all Avodas HaMusar in a practical way. What he's saying is like this. When a midah acts up in us, whether it's kina, whether it's taiva, whether it's kovid, whether it's kas, whether it's atzlus, listen carefully what I want to say. It represents itself in us, it expresses itself in us like a biological phenomenon. That means we feel the same biological mitzias, the same physical mitzias as when you're hungry, as when you're jealous. You can't. You can't, right? It's a physical zach, not just the guy, right? Your blood is boiling. So it's a physiological mitzias. When a person's angry at somebody else, you can see it on the guy's face, right? He looks like the guy who's hungry. They both look exactly the same. They're going to explode. So the midah is a ruchniyistika mitzias, which is sitting inside a person, which when it expresses itself in the goof of the person itself, it expresses itself in a physical way, in a physiological way. You can almost feel it. You can't control it. I'm going to say something very extreme. At that point, you really can't control it. To control it at that point, you have to be mamish an iron will and iron presence. It's almost impossible. I'll put it to you this way. that the avodas ha'adam is not to fight the battle at that point. When you're about to blow your top already, and you're already angry, and you're about to hit somebody, then go pull back of your shemayim. It's very rare, it doesn't happen. That's not where your bechira is, and that's not where the avodas ha'adam is. The avodas ha'adam is in the intellectual justification for what you're doing. And that's what he means to say that the Rambam calls midas deis. Behind every expression of a midah ra lies subconsciously an intellectual justification for what you're doing. And it's based on a simple klal that nobody does crazy things, and nobody does things that are in their eyes crazy. Nobody does anything that's in their eyes meshuggah. I gave the example already a number of times. I want to go over the example again for those who didn't hear it. It's a classic example. If you're double parked, if you park on 13th Avenue, and somebody double parks next to you, so what's acceptable? So the dog is. What do you say, Wolf? Huh? What's that?
Throw him out.
Throw him out of the world, if it's possible. Say what? So what are the darkest? What are the reactions? Rabbi Aaron David would say to the guy, "I'm sorry, Bichal, that I was here, that you couldn't park in my street." Right? That's what he would say. He's a tzaddik. That's what he is. Who he is? That's Pasha, by the way. Maybe that's what the Kosh Bichal wants, by the way. I'm not sure. Could be. That's one darga. Then there's another guy that he's not such a what he called. He doesn't say anything. He goes right. It's not the end of the world. It happens. He also double parks once in a while. Right? That's me. I'm inside the group. Yeah. The third guy frowns. Fourth guy says to his wife, I'm a shogun. Fifth guy says to his wife, he's a Russia. Sixth guy says to the guy himself, he's a Russia. Seventh guy yells and screams. The eighth guy calls over his friends to do whatever they all said, to pick up the car and move it. And then there's Lamayla Bakaydish. I once saw a guy put a gun to somebody's head on a double car fire, 13th Avenue. I was 13 years old, 13th Avenue, 51st Street, next to Heyman's Pharmacy, 30 years ago. I'll never forget it. He got a double park, threw him in, put a gun to his head. He moved. that's not a darga, the one who don't move. that's the other midah, Vachshonis. He wants to go into the next. That's another dugma, right? The gun, the ones who don't move. There's also 10 dargas in the double parkers. There are the guys who don't respond. There are the guys who apologize. There are guys who say, "What's vachutz? We have to tell me what to do." Okay, Milo Makoidish, that's the midah of Akshonis. This is the midah of Kaas, this is the midah of Chuzba. It's two different, the meeting of the minds over here of Azos versus Kaas. So, we gave an example, we said, and this marshal applies to every midah that a person has. So we said that in certain places, right, it's legitimate to yell at the guy. What are you doing? You're holding me up, my speaker's waiting for me, my wife's waiting for me, you know, you're closing me. Fine, stop there. Why don't you take a jack and break the guy's window? The answer is, it's not legitimate, because you decided in your mind that to scream at the guy and tell him off and be mavazim berabim and embarrass him in front of his wife and kids, that everybody in what he calls, you know, that's legitimate. Das kommt, right? You're done as Dina Kodesh Baruch Hu, to go break his window, that part. In your world of crime and punishment, that equation doesn't exist. There are other neighborhoods in New York where that's the minimum. Right? You double park, whoop. Then there's the third darga. There's the darga of the guy that puts a gun to his head. They're all the same, by the way. You should know that when I see a guy yelling at somebody else on the street, why you don't bother your mother, your father, and when he called and you're a crook and you're from Romania and all Romanians are crooks and you're you have those conversations in the shul, a guy comes late and the whole yichus. When I see such a thing, not that I'm such a tzaddik, but that's not my weak point, that type of thing. She see me in my weak point. But in that weak point, I look at the same way as the guy putting the gun to his head. Why don't you put the gun to his head? Because it doesn't make sense to you. Because fart, you understand? The guy, all the guy did was double park. It doesn't deserve putting. So it's not legitimate. That means, well, why is the midah of kas? The Torah says that the midah of kas is limited by what the Rambam calls deis, your intellectual legitimacy for what you're doing, and it's not legitimate lefi your seichel to put a gun to his head for double parking. It's not legitimate in Seichel to break his window for double parking. But it's legitimate to yell and curse him, Mimavazim Barabim. It's just as not legitimate. Because what's up is punk that, not that. Why isn't it legitimate to break a window? Because Mehekatesi, is that Mehekatesi what it called? That means that if a person would change and understand, is it legitimate to get angry? There's all types of pshatim in it. One of the pshatim is the Baal Tanya says that kolakoyis gila v'edazara means that something bad happened to you and you're getting angry about it because you're a kaifer and a kodesh baruch hu, because a kodesh baruch hu caused it to happen to you. So what are you getting angry about? It means it was bashar that you're going to be delayed 10 minutes. Who are you fighting against? What are you yelling and screaming for? But more than that, haloi, you know there's no purpose to getting angry. You're not going to accomplish anything. Hello, you know that it's not even coming from a logical thing. It's not coming from like you're just letting go, and you're trying to protect your kukavit. So the same illegitimacy that it is to throw a rock through a window and break his windows, it's the same illegitimacy to be mavazim him. I always tell guys sometimes get issues. I show them buy something. Your wife didn't slap her. Why not? You asked her to do something, she didn't do it. Or vice versa. It's like living the life. Yeah? So slap the person. No, slap not. Mivazi, yeah. Insults, yeah. Cause them to cry, yeah. That's legitimate, right? Because what's the difference? It's the same thing. It's me and me, this rice. Now you decided that that's what's legitimate, that's not what's legitimate. The same applies to tightness, the same applies to cover, the same applies to everything. The root of every me, the raw, is based on the fact that it's logical, that it's acceptable, that it's right. If a person becomes convinced that kas is a shtus be'etzem, not just breaking windows, the yelling, being a vaz of the guy is the same no purpose, it's the same shiftless, it's the same nothingness, it's the same getting you nowhere, it's the same garnish as breaking a window, it's the same not balanced reply, so a person wouldn't do it. And the same applies to Taibin, the same applies to Kovin, the same applies to Kinnan, the same applies to what he called. And that's the real way of Tikkun HaMidos. The real way of Tikkun HaMidos is to go change the physiological expressions of the Midah after you're already in the position. It's almost impossible to stop. But a person could change the Seichel Dikah foundations of the Midas. That a person could change. That's why Midas are called Deis. And that's the only way that a person could change it. A person can't change the physical result. A person could change the intellectual foundation of the Midas. And that requires a tremendous chesed and nefesh. And to put it more bluntly, that's where a person's bechira is. If a person really wants to know where his bechira is, when you choose between right and wrong, on a very sophisticated level, when you choose between right and wrong, on a very sophisticated level, it's not when you're in the middle of the taiva. It's not when you're in the middle of the kas. It's when you have a quiet moment, and you're looking over the patterns of your life, and you're saying, this is, I do X, Y, and Z. Does it make sense? Or is it crazy? That's the only hope that a person can fix his midas. When you're in the heat of the moment and your midah has already acted up because it got legitimacy, it's almost impossible to stop. But that's not bechira, by the way. That's already a tzaddik nizgo, but that's not avodas Hashem. The avodas Hashem is that a person sits down and a person examines midah by midah, piece by piece, and sees whether his reactions are legitimate. The etzem. And we'll find that a lot of our reactions are not legitimate. A lot of our reactions haven't been examined ever in our lives. a lot of our reactions have never been examined ever. How many times in your life have you ever examined an action to see whether kinna, taiva, kovet, atzlos, whether they're legitimate, whether they make sense or they're crazy, because crazy things we don't do. And if we would convince ourselves that behavior X, Y, and Z is crazy, we wouldn't do it. We would, that behavior would be wiped out of our library of pictures in our head, which are legitimate things to do. We wouldn't do it. It wouldn't be on our list of legitimate things to do. The same way breaking a guy's window is not a legitimate thing. It's not in your head. It's not when a person gets angry, so he has a spectrum of reactions that he could do. A, B, C, D. And he has in his head a list of prepared pictures. That's what he just said. Person has prepared theorem of what, how to react. Breaking a guy's window is not one of the pictures in your mind because it's not legitimate. So you have to go through the pictures in your mind of how you react when Mida X acts up and check, is that picture legitimate? The breaking the window picture is not in your mind because it's not legitimate. Are the other pictures in your mind of how you behave in certain circumstances legitimate? That's called making a cheshbon and nefesh, and that's tikkun amidus. Everything else is mitzvah anoshim v'lamada. The real meaning of mitzvah anoshim v'lamada, that we do things by habit, on a deep level, is this. Mitzvah anoshim v'lamada doesn't just mean that we daven without kavanah, we do mitzvahs without kavanah. Mitzvah anoshim v'lamada means that we do things like a behemah. Doing things like a behemah means that you're doing without thought. That means you haven't taken a deep introspection to check whether the things and the actions that you do make sense. Because we don't do things that make sense. And you should know that if we would do this introspection, it would give yourself a few years to do it, not a few months. And you would look through the list of things that we have in our bank of reactions in our head. We have a bank in our head. In our head we have 20 different reactions to 20 different things. Every time we react to something, it's a prepared reaction already. You don't originate anything. You copy things over that you saw, or you do things that are prepared legitimate. Hooray, you don't break windows. Go through all the lists that we have in our heads, hundreds of pictures, by the way. How we react when COVID acts up, right? There's an opportunity for COVID. Click, kick the button, click the switch. What happens? 20 possible things you try to do. You do this, you do that, you say that, you go there, you go here, you go there, you look this way, you look that way. You start to learn, you start to daven, daven longi, daven shorty, learn longi, learn shorty, take that. A whole array of hundreds of examples, right? Do they make sense? Now, for COVID, right, there are certain things people wouldn't do for COVID, right? There are certain things you wouldn't do for COVID. Are the things that you would do for COVID legitimate? There are certain things that you wouldn't do for atzlos, right? Everyone's lazy. Everyone has a mid of atzlos. But there are certain things that, even though we're lazy, we do anyway because the laziness doesn't legitimize not to do those things. What about all the other things that we do because of atzlos? Are they legitimate? Do they make sense? Are they getting us somewhere? That's called the cheshbon nefesh. So the reason why, let me end off with something very practical. The reason why we all have such a hard job fixing our midas and fighting our midas, because we never do this reassessment. And because we never do this reassessment, we're busy fighting a boxing match against the midah itself, against the last level of the midah. When the midah is already inside of us, when it's already doing things, the picture is already clicked into our head, and we're in the middle of doing it. That's a lost battle. And that's why, by the way, we're all miyuyish from fixing our midas. The reason why we're miyuyish from fixing our midas is because we understand that fixing our midas is fighting our midas. That can't be. It's a biological mitzvah. You can't fight the midas. You're hungry? You can't fight it. It's like a person who's depressed. Depression's a bad midah, by the way. I'm not talking about psychological, psychiatric depression. A person who's in a bad mood, he's low. It's a midah. Like that. So, what do you say? Be in a good mood. Right? Be in a good mood. I'm not in a good mood. Be in a good mood. I'm not in a good mood. Right? What are you going to do? Well, how do you fight the midah? But the answer is, there's a reason why you're not in a good mood. Okay? There's a reason why you're not in a good mood. You're not in a good mood because X is bothering you and Y is bothering you, and you got down over that and you had expectations over that. That means you have some sort of legitimacy. Is the reason why you're not in a good mood legitimate? Is it legitimate? That's the only way you can fight it. Otherwise, the etzem atzlos is a biological, physiological expression of the midah. I'm down. What do you mean I'm not down? I am down. But it has intellectual foundation to it. Kasher haseichel masmid bebira midas. When the seichel is masmid, in clarifying the midas, it checks and it examines and it audits the pictures which are sitting in our hearts, and they're ready to be awakened kirega in a minute's notice b'voy ma'isil yadenu b'makom hatziyurim hamutim, in the place of these mistaken pictures yivaru haseichel the seichel es hatziyurim hanachoinim keitzad lahogiv el ma'al lishoif. He's saying something shocking over here. Do you know what he's saying? He's saying like this. Let's say you're a kaisen and you can make this hekish to any midah roah you have. Everybody has midah roahs of different natures. Let's say you're a kaisen and you want to fix yourself up. So the way to fix yourself up is not that when you're about to throw the plate across the kitchen at the guy to say, oh, stop it, be a tzaddik. That's already a lost cause. The way to sit down is and say, what happens when I get angry? What is a legitimate reaction? Why do you react that way? Because in your mind, the minute you get angry, your mind flips a picture of throwing a rock. Because that's a legitimate. Without throwing a plate, insult somebody. You're angry at somebody, a guy did something, yadira, some minor zach. Right away you insult the guy and you say, you're a what he called, and you're 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 what he called. Why do you do that? Because that picture in your mind is a legitimate response to anger. If a person wants to be misakin as me, he has to sit down in a quiet corner and imagine to himself somebody getting him angry and changing in his mind what is called a legitimate reaction. You have to change your video library in your head. Everyone has a library in his head of prepared reactions. Nobody reacts in a way which is not acceptable to him before. And by the way, you're reacting either in a way that you saw somebody else react, or you're reacting in a way that you decided is legitimate before you did that. Nobody thinks of a new reaction. Means, I have a proof to it, by the way, because otherwise every time you get angry, you go break somebody's window. The Torah says you have prepared things in your head of high reaction. For this level of a guy, you tell the guy he's a what, and for that level you tell the guy he's a that, and for the third level you tell the guy he's a that, and the fourth level you get violent. It's all prepared in your head according to the level of anger. The only way for a person to fix me is to sit down and go over his library and see, are your reactions legitimate or not? And to say that if I get into such and such picture, the appropriate reaction is not X, the appropriate reaction is Y. Then when he gets into the situation, he already has a second of decision to pick the right picture. But that's only al das kein that he's prepared another picture which is more legitimate seichel. If you haven't prepared another picture, then you don't have any other reaction to do. You're inevitably going to go back to the old reaction. So this is a very long and complicated process. First of all, you need to eat dessert, have kreches, to go through such a long and complicated process, okay? This is not a one-shot deal, it's not a one-day thing, it's peeling away. It means a person has to be in touch with himself, what his midas are. It means a person has to be in touch with himself, how he reacts to certain things, kick off certain reactions. Then he has to examine, are those reactions reasonable? Then he has to replace it with new reactions, and then he has to implement them. It's a lot of avodah, it's many years of avodah. But that's what we came into the world for. That's what tikkun ha-midas for. Midas are midas, but they're also deis.